Here is Garrett Sparks.
Mr. Sparks.
The man of the hour from last night. Welcome to Hockey Central at Noon with Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Doug McLean. When did you finally nod off last night?
I'm actually watching you guys on a time delay right now.
we're better on time delay.
Yeah, much better.
And I turned it on, and then I heard I'd be getting called, and I was like, oh, maybe I should. Hey, you're waving now.
So what time did you fall asleep?
4 a.m. I couldn't go to sleep.
We should have went out. So, I was still awake at 4.
No.
When you wake up.
There's a lot going on.
Garrett, when you wake up, is it one of those what just happened last night kind of things? Or is it like, okay, time to get to work here?
It's a little bit of both. Obviously, the turnaround time has been pretty crazy, and I was just really, you know, excited and thankful for the opportunity, and I just wanted to do everything I could with it. And obviously, everybody who was playing in front of me last night played their hearts out for me, and I really appreciated it and wanted to repay them with a good effort. But you know, I've always been somebody who doesn't get content, doesn't get satisfied, and wants to keep moving forward. So, you know, there were parts of my game that I was happy with, and there was parts of my game that, you know, I thought I could have done better. And going forward, I just want to continue to work.
So I watched your old team play last weekend, or 2 weekends ago. I was in Chicago and watched the Chicago Mission play.
This is going to turn into a plug for his son.
Yeah, quite a breeding ground of great young talent coming out of the Chicago area, and especially the Mission program.
I am a very, very proud former member of the Chicago Mission. I spent many, many years there, and I've got some unique and special ties to the program. I've won championships on championships with that team, and you know, we were always full of great players, and there's guys now having success all over different ranks of hockey.
Gino Cavallini heads up the program.
Flying to the OHL, to, you know, the AHL, and a lot of those guys are my former teammates. So
Garrett Sparks is with us on Hockey Central. Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Doug McLean. When did you feel like you were part of a normal game last night?
Right from the onset, I was trying to stay calm. I tried to get all my emotion out, you know, ahead of time, and you know,
how do you do that?
Soak in the moment.
How did you get the emotion out?
What's that?
How did you get the emotion out? You talk about flushing it. How did you do that before you went on the ice then?
I just went out to the bench, and I you know, took it all in prior to getting dressed, and you know, kind of came to the realization that everything I've done is, you know, come to this point, and to enjoy it and play the game that got me there. You know, I was drafted by Brian Burke, and one of the things that he always said was, you know, dance with the girl that you brought to the dance. And I just wanted to go out there and do the things that made me successful in the past. And I'm glad that alone was enough to win that game.
Garrett, I think last night your best moment was after the game. I think it's Lauren Howe did a terrific job capturing the moment of your emotion. First of all, are you an emotional guy? We used to take bets on how long it would take Mark Messier to cry during his post-career speeches. Are you typically an emotional guy? Or did that catch you off guard?
A little bit of both. I've been playing hockey for a long time, and I don't think there's a game, whether it's, you know, game 7 of the playoffs, or it's at the local rink with all my buddies, you know, in the summer playing roller hockey, that I'm not, you know, doing everything I can to win that game and having fun while doing it. I'm just a competitive person, and I don't like to, you know, be on the wrong side of things. And so, yeah, I would say I definitely bring a bit of emotion to my game. I care about what I do, and I care about the impression that I leave on people. So I was really caught off guard last night, though. You know, the Maple Leafs are in their 99th season, and to hear that nobody's ever done that prior was...
So you had no knowledge of that until that interview?
I didn't know. I didn't know until I heard.
That one caught you off guard.
Should.
Yeah, that was the
knockout punch.
Yeah.
Garrett, it's a tough road for goaltenders to make it to the NHL. And I remember, you know, you're always sitting there in training camp saying, well, let's send this kid to the East Coast League so we make sure he gets lots of playing time. How tough has it been for you? You're still a young kid, but how tough has it been to pay the price of what it takes to be an NHL goalie when you're not a top pick?
It's something that I've dealt with my entire life. Right from minor hockey, I was always, under the radar, you know, as opposed to other kids. I'm a U.S.-born player who ended up going to the OHL because not a single NCAA team, you know, talked to me before Guelph had drafted me and contacted me, and it was a bit disheartening. And I always believe that you go where you're wanted, and, you repay the people that have faith in you with a good effort. And so to finally kind of get this level of recognition, I guess, has been worth the wait. But I've liked being, under the radar and not having to deal with the hype, and just being able to work quietly at my game and do everything that I can to be better.
Garrett Sparks is with us on Hockey Central at noon. Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Doug McLean. You keep talking about, and these quotes about reflecting on your past, and you cite July, and it's this past July when you dedicated yourself to fitness and eating better. Did somebody talk to you, or did you come to this realization yourself? How did that come about?
I've been, told from the very beginning here in Toronto that if I wanted to be an NHL goalie, I had to be in better shape. And I was always a kid who played hockey just because I really enjoyed playing. And I put in work at my game on the ice, but never, had to put in the effort required to play in the NHL off the ice. I was always able to get by, and it started to make itself apparent that I needed to make some changes last year when I got sent down to Orlando, and I was injured the whole first half of the season, and it was one in which kind of my body failed me for the first time in my life, and I wasn't able to play. And you take away hockey from somebody who that's all they have, and you start to realize what's really important, and the changes that you can make are simple, and it's willpower and dedication at the end of the day.
Hey, Garrett, I said last night that I believe that it's, and I don't know if the right word's easier, but there's never been a better opportunity for goalies in the East Coast League to find themselves in the NHL in a shorter period of time than today. And I say that only because I think your position has made greater strides than anywhere else when it comes to techniques and coaching and specialty training. And I think, when you watch kids today, and even at an early age, and they've got, and Pierre Greco, correct me if I'm wrong, you've trained with him a lot over the years. He's out there.
Since I first got to the Marlies, he's been a rock for me and really transformed my game. So I agree with you. There's a lot of tools that if you want to use them these days, as far as goaltending and coaching and learning and the analytics of the position, there's resources out there that show you the right and the wrong. And it doesn't always take a goalie coach these days.
So, you've seen that commercial, Boston Pizza commercial, where the guy's on the actor sort of thing. Have you seen that commercial?
With the trophy?
The trophy actor.
Where he's modeling the trophy.
Yeah. Well, you remind me of him last night when you would go down on the ice and then you would jump up back into position. I'm thinking, oh, my God, how do you do that? That's not analytics. That's skill. That's talent.
You end up, you fell over the post a little bit and you actually picked yourself up by bringing your legs together.
Now, that's not analytics, but it was like the trophy. It was like the trophy guy.
Nobody's ever noticed, I guess. And yesterday, everybody was like amazed by it. I was just trying to recover from falling over.
Okay, was the scariest moment when you and Hamonic left the puck behind the net? In the first period?
I don't know what happened there, but... you know, it was way early, so may as well get my blood pumping at that point. it stayed out of the net, and that's what's important. So,
where's the game puck?
I don't know. It's with the equipment staff right now. I think it's getting framed. I'll get it shipped to Chicago.
So, who, mom and dad get it?
Yeah, they earned it.
What did they do for you, in minor hockey?
Don't make him cry again, okay?
Outside of the financial commitment that AAA hockey in Chicago is, which is upwards of $10,000 a year, you know, just to play hockey as a kid at a high level, there's the financials, there was the travel. My last year of high school in Chicago, our league spanned from California to Boston. I was gone the first 12 Fridays of high school. You know, my school wanted to kick me out.
Why?
It's just stuff like that. It's the things you never think about.
What parents?
Just missing attendance.
What I think,
but I was never there.
When I think of parents and what you do for your kids, one thing you really do for your kids is you listen to them whine a lot about coaches and practices and games and. Did they listen to you whine too? Because I'm just wondering if it's just me that had to listen to that as a parent.
No, I like to complain. But at the end of the day, you realize what you want in life and you know, if things like that are attainable, you set aside your complaints and you just get to work and eventually people start to take notice.
So, just before you leave, do you go up to Reimer and say, listen, take a couple more days off with that sore groin or whatever's bothering you, and, you know, I'm okay. I'll go Wednesday.
No, I know he wants to play back in Winnipeg, and I dealt with the same injury last year, and I know that, you know, you want to get back in that as soon as possible, and you feel good, so... I hope that, you know, he's not dealing quite with what I was dealing with and that he'll be ready to go soon. And he's had a stellar, you know, start to the season for this team. And he's been one of my biggest supporters here. And I have a lot, you know, that I owe to him, you know. From my first few, from the very beginning here, he's been a very good very good teammate and a huge supporter of me, and I appreciate it.
I know you're a gear guy. I love the Trevor Kidd retro pads too. Pretty cool, and can't
Does
wait for your
Trevor
next.
Kidd is?
Yeah, I believe he does know who Trevor Kidd is.
Works for Gavin Management now.
I'm well aware.
Yeah, really cool.
No,
can't
I
wait to see
career.
What your next offering is. Congratulations! Thanks for joining us. You're welcome on Hockey Central at noon anytime.
All the best.
All right. Thank you for having me.